Ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna go live in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm LBJ. You're there and I am here. And you're listening to The Heartfelt Truth. Welcome. Let me start off by saying, as I always do, that I hope my voice finds you in good health, spiritually, mentally, and physically. Not necessarily in that order, but all equally important to help us do this thing we call life. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's get right to it. Thank you. Thank you for allowing me to come into your life for the next few minutes. I hope my voice is somewhat inspirational, a little motivational, and just gives you another way of looking at things. All right, ladies and gentlemen, and with that being said, let's move forward. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a beautiful morning. You know me, I get very excited when I get a chance to talk to you fine people first thing in the morning. I kind of just like, it starts my day, it rejuvenates me. I sit up and I you know, I have my coffee. I know, please don't get tired of me. It's just kind of a little inside thing for me, you know, because I'm on my second cup. Because I'm a two-cup guy in the morning, and it really just, it kind of, it energizes me when I get to talk to you fine people here and around the world. All right, ladies and gentlemen, listen, I just want to touch base on something. The last podcast I did really kind of exploded. It was on forgiveness, and it was one of those topics where it just kind of came to me. You know, I jotted down some notes, and I was kind of doing a little, you know, mind surfing and actually just, you know, a little research on forgiveness, and it kind of just came, and I just, you know, I just put it out there, and I'm not going to revisit that. So if you get the opportunity to go back a little bit, just check out forgiveness. I really think it came home and it touched a part of people's lives and their hearts, which I think it did for a lot of people, myself included. I actually went back and listened to it once or twice, and I was like, wow, that was pretty powerful stuff, you know. And now, mind you, and I say it all the time, I'm not trying to tell you how to live any special way of life. You know, I don't preach any kind of religion. I don't really talk politics. You know, these things are in our lives, are there. They're set. You know, we kind of, you know, we sift through them. I mean, we can't avoid it. But I don't sit here and advocate anything that you need to do or subscribe to any way that I live my life. I'm just giving you just another way to look at things. And with that being said, all week I've been kind of, you know, back and forth trying to figure out what am I going to share with the audience. And you know what? Here's what I came up with. And I'm going to stand by what I said. You know, listen, 2019 will be one of the great ones. And I kid you not, if you're following some of those New Year's resolutions, if you've changed your diet, if you're exercising just a little bit more, you know, I told you, if you see somebody and just say hello, just give somebody a smile, anything that's going to make you a better person and things like that, you're on the right track. And I try, listen, I practice what I preach. I try my darndest every day to be, you know, a spark of inspiration, a smile for someone's day, because you never know. Listen, people walking around in this world here and you really don't know what's on their mind. I believe a lot of things are happening around the world because we don't know what's on people's minds, and we tend to forget or we just ignore it. But I'm telling you, one day, you know, I'm not saying to go out there and, you know, be everybody's BFF. I didn't say that. But you give somebody a smile, a handshake, hello, how you doing, have a good day. You don't know what that does for them and their spirit. So I think that's important. But what it boils down to, when I say 2019, my motivation, I'm just trying to figure out, and I'm going to speak for me for a minute. I have to say this, that I am working on my why. I think I really have found my why. You know, there's some things in this life that you just can't control. You know, I mean, there's things that you like. I mean, obviously within a realm of being, you know, respectful and legitimate and legal and all that stuff. But there's a lot of things in this life that you like. And some things you have no control over. It's like divine intervention. You know, it's sometimes that the careers and the things that we want to do in this life, you have no control over. You just were meant to do them. You know, they're just part of your DNA. And you can't fight it. You know, I'll give an example again. Like I told you a couple podcasts back, you know, I have a strong passion for the arts. One of these days, I will learn how to play the piano instead of just plucking around on the keys. I can make it sound like I know what I'm doing, but I plan on, you know, just practicing and getting a lot better at the piano. But I have a love for the arts. I have a special niche that even like when I get on stage, I feel like I'm home. I've said that before. So what happens is, you know, without, you know, regurgitating that whole conversation, the fact of the matter is you have to find your why. And I think that is the problem with a lot of people. I hear people, you know, they go to work, they have careers, they have just jobs. I mean, blue collar, white collar, you name it. And some of the conversation I hear is as soon as they walk through the door, they're moaning and groaning. Ah, this place sucks. Oh, I can't stand being here. I don't get it. And what happens is they haven't discovered their why. You know, I mean, even from the smallest scale to the highest scale, there has to be a why. Why do you do what you do? Why did you wake up this morning? Why did I have two cups of coffee instead of one? You know, things like that. I mean, I don't want to go off on a philosophical journey, but you have to discover your why. And when you discover your why and you really figure it out, that's where the meat and potatoes comes in. That's where the happiness comes in. That's where the progress comes in. Because a lot of people are just stuck in things that they just don't want to do. And I have to say this too. Maybe I could be off kilter here, but the same thing even in relationships, friendships, marriages. Now, people, I'm not trying to be a counselor, all right? But what I am saying is you have to figure out the why. You know, why are you with that person? You know, why did you marry that person? Why are you friends with that person? You know, you got to figure all these little nooks and crannies out. And then once you figure that out, then that's where the happiness factor comes in. That's where the decision-making factor comes in. And then to kind of make this journey a little bit smoother. So my point being is I just think that there's some things that you were just meant to do. Things, you know, and that whole cliche that nobody really pays attention to, that things happen for a reason. Hello? You're not in charge. Sorry. Some things in this life are just going to, they're just meant to be. And that's just the way it is. So I personally, myself, I kind of enjoy the ride. You know, I take it for what it's worth. Now, listen, I don't walk around here like I'm some kind of la-di-da-di-da, you know, like I'm walking with my head up in the clouds. No. You know, I pay attention. I'm cautious. I'm careful. I'm selective. All those things that come along with, you know, navigating through this thing we call life. But you got to discover your why. And like I said before, why am I doing this podcast? Well, people, I believe, I know for a fact in my heart of hearts that there's something that things that come on in my life that come in my head, even a little research that I have to share with people. Just think about this. And for you find people that are just listening, even just for the next few minutes, the fact of the matter is there might be one thing that I've said that resonates, you know, inside of you. And that's what I'm trying to do. Just think about it. If you didn't turn on LBJ, the heartfelt truth, you wouldn't have heard it. It would have bypassed you. And it just would be out there in the world. You wouldn't even know it. But I have to say this for myself and for you. It was meant for us at this moment to hear each other and to speak to each other. So I know somebody out there is going to say, oh my God, he's getting a little philosophical. No, people, if you came up to me and met me face to face in person, you're going to get the same conversation. All right. That's the fact of the matter. I mean, yeah, listen, I can be a little jokester. I like to have fun. I like to laugh and giggle and all that stuff. But I mean, this thing we call life, you have to discover your why. And my suggestion and my challenge to everybody today is when you get the opportunity, sit down by yourself for 1 minute and listen. It's not, I'm not telling you how to live your life, but you will have to find your why, because your life is your life, not mine. You could turn this thing off and never, ever, ever hear LBJ again. And guess what? You're still going to keep going. And it is your responsibility to figure out your why. And I think when you figure that out, that is the key to a lot of happiness, a lot of success, a lot of moving forward. And I still say it again, you know, living outside of yourself and doing something bigger than yourself. Because at the end of the day, I'm telling you, we were all put here for something. And I'm going to say it and say it and say it and say it. That goes for doctors, lawyers, police officers, firemen, teachers, stock clerks, cashiers. We're all put here for something. That's just the way it is. There's no getting around it. I mean, that I can't even explain it any better than that. So what you got to do is you got to discover your why. And that part of it that makes you tick, that, you know, that just gets you a little excited. You know, I mean, if it's volunteering or anything, that why is big. And the reason why I'm saying that is real quick. I think the other day I was reading some stuff and I was doing some research on my project. I don't say it as any kind of promotional thing, but most people who have ran across me for a few minutes, yes, I am writing a book. And it's basically around myself and a few other things that I want to share, which I really think is pretty important. But nonetheless, I was sitting around and I said, I got it. I figured out my why. Again, and part of that is to share myself with you fine people and some of the things that I believe in. So, I mean, if you think about it, again, my challenge for you is to sit back and try to figure out your why. That you know, and you want to contribute something to this life. I mean, I have to say this. It might sound philosophical. Not everybody's going to agree with it, and that's okay. You know, I'm not walking around for everybody to, you know, go rah, 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 rah. You know, LBJ is correct because you're entitled to your opinion. But I think it's going to make your journey in this thing we call life a whole lot better. And you're going to figure it out. And you're going to contribute. You know, and I just have this thing. I believe in my heart of hearts also. You know, we have children. We have families. And I believe in this world, you want to leave a mark. You want to let people know that you were here. You want to. I was a better person. You know, I helped people. Something. You know, just don't come through this thing and, you know, take all the gifts that have been given to you and then just disappear. All right, you got to give a little bit back. You know, paying it forward. So that's where I am. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I got a little deep here for a minute. I mean, you know what? And listen, and maybe it's for me too. I mean, it is. I said something last night to one of my family members, you know, physician, heal thyself, you know, because practice what you preach. And that's what I try to do. So I go back and I listen to this thing and I say, you know what? That made a hell of a lot of sense. And that's all I'm trying to do. All right, ladies and gentlemen, listen, if you got anything out of this, that's fabulous. Thank you for stopping in, you know, and let me in your life for a few minutes. If you got any questions, any comments, any feedback, please go to lbjtheheartfelttruth@gmail.com. Or you can even check out my website, which is lbjtheheartfelttruth.com and also .net. There's you can drop in some comments or some feedback. But, you know, that's where we are. So listen, ladies and gentlemen, I don't want to take up too much of your time. It's a beautiful Saturday. Go out there, enjoy yourself, your family, your friends, and just, you know, do what you got to do. And listen, as I always say, please, 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 please take care of yourself. Take care of your families, because family is important. And if you see somebody that needs a helping hand, stick yours out and try to help them. That is one of the things I believe in my heart of hearts that will help you on your journey to becoming the best person that you were meant to be. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm LBJ. You're there. I'm here. And you've been listening to The Heartfelt Truth. We will talk again.